Sheer delight filled the dozens of tiny faces as administrators with the Utah Schools of the Deaf and Blind finally cut the ribbon, prompting the students to descend upon a garden of plastic towers, slides, seesaws, and noisemakers. The students who attend USDB celebrated the construction of a brand new Salt Lake City campus in early 2010. But due to budget cuts, that campus didn't come with a playground. So the Parent Teacher Association asked if it could raise the money to build one. USDB staff interpreter April Wallace translates for school director Jill Radford.
The JMS students, we are so proud of you. Your hard work and efforts really paid off. Now we have a playground and we've accomplished our goal. Throughout your life, now you know you can set goals and you can achieve them. Anything can be accomplished. Thank you for the teachers as well. And thank you for teaching us about that important principle.
Kindergarten teacher and PTA treasurer Amy Breinholt says the PTA wrote grant after grant. Local businesses and individuals in the community pitched in to support the project, and the kids sold Domino's pizza cards, gift cards, and popsicles, eventually raising $55,000.
I saw some of my little kindergartners walk out and just watching their face drop. I mean, their chin just dropped because they were so excited. And that's how I feel. I'm just so excited and grateful to the community.
Breinholt says that's a much different feeling than she had last week when vandals showered the playground in graffiti.
When the vandalism happened, I broke down and cried, and you know, but then to see so many come out and support and clean up, and we felt valued and loved, and that our kids are the most important thing, and that means a lot to us.
It also meant a lot to Utah Senate Minority Whip Karen Morgan, who says after receiving letters from parents and faculty, she decided no school should be without a playground. But she told students it wasn't easy convincing some of her colleagues.
There are people up on Capitol Hill who care so much about you and love you and wanted you to have the additional money that you needed to complete the playground. There are a few people who said, can we give them $50,000? Will that be enough? We said, no. How about $75,000? Nope.
Morgan said she and her like-minded colleagues stood firm and got the legislature to appropriate $100,000.
We were able to get everybody to vote in favor, to go along and agree. Yes, those children should have the playground now for this school year.
Senator Morgan says when a local school district builds a new school, a playground is automatically included in the plan. But she notes the schools for the deaf and blind aren't funded through traditional means like property taxes, and says although USDB was able to get funding for the school building itself, the playground somehow went unnoticed. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.